done walking projects, long distance art walking projects before. I've just got, you know, nuts and some organic dark chocolate in my rucksack and off I go, and I, because it's all about the walking. And but this has been a whole experience, and it's about fitting it in and slowing down. And I actually had to stop walking for a few days, even though that wasn't my original plan. I was going to walk every day, and it was about where I walked and how I did it, and that was the art. But actually the art became about the domestic circle, and it was about having the right wood and having the leaven rising and having my stew cooking while I'm out, or you know, all that kind of thing. So it's been about slowing down, myself.
The other thing about slowing down is that it gives you time to just see what is going on. If you're going at the speed of light all the time, you can't. So it's just, you're just jumping from one idea to the next. But if you've got to slow down because you've got to cook something, it just gives you time to think, and it just
clears your mind,
settles your brain down, and then you can come out with something clear at the end of it, and you can start to prioritize things much better, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound like an old fogey, but it's just good to be like that.
Well, no, it doesn't
it's good
like...
to just see what's around you without going out to look for something. Everything you need is around you. It's either part of you or around you or within the company that you keep.
I like the idea that the pace of cooking gives you time to reflect. That's a really powerful thought, actually, that if we all had a cooking pace or a cooking time or a little meditation with it. Because it's actually, you have to eat to survive. And in theory, that means you shouldn't have to prepare food or find it. And in which case, it's an ideal opportunity in a window, however many times a day, that you could be more conscious.
And if you're trying to, if you're sourcing your food from what's generally available, then the cooking itself becomes a more spiritual experience, if you like, because you haven't just popped into Tesco to buy some stuff in packets, whereby there's absolutely no connection between you and what you're about to eat. There's a definite connection for me and Sally, because we know where the food is coming from. We've either gone out and, you know, picked up a few chestnuts, or we've dealt directly with the person that's producing the food, and so there's much more respect there for what we're actually cooking. We understand the problems of growing vegetables in a wet summer. You know, we understand the problems that of just herding sheep in a wet summer. You know, I mean, we know these things because we talk to the people that produce the food. So there's a massive respect there for what we're gathering, if you like, and an equal respect when it's been prepared, cooked into a meal. So, so not only are you slowing down and reflecting, you're also reflecting on things which are probably fundamentally important.
Yeah.
So.
And you're connecting with that person, so you're developing human relationships. You know, we know our growers, we know our
which again is part of life. I mean, we could go to the farmer's market and not talk to anybody, couldn't we?
We could
just rush in, buy the stuff, rush home again. But you can't do that. After a while, you can't do that. You have to talk to them because you know them, because they're friends. So you couldn't possibly go to the stall and not say something to them, could you?
No.
And so all of those sort of really important things, they all start to fit into place. And it kind of starts with just cooking something for yourself.
Food is the one fundamental. Without food, we wouldn't live.
Yeah. We exist,
and yet
food.
We abuse it.
Well, I mean, I used to take it for granted, didn't I?
Mm.
And then you started talking to me about food intolerances.
Yeah.
And I started to think about it in a different way then. Mm-hmm. I have a completely different perception. And I understand now that I used to take it for granted then, that it was just
fuel.
There, and I just used to... didn't think about it at all, really. I just and even though I was cooking, because I've always cooked, I've always done that, but what I was cooking wasn't wonderful, really, if I look back. I was cooking to present something for somebody. I wasn't cooking because that actual process was important. But now it's the process that's important, and if somebody happens to come along and I'm putting food in front of them, that's almost like a bonus, isn't it?
Mm.
But the actual process of cooking the food is just fundamental to me now. It's that's that spiritual thing that I mentioned before.
Mm.
I don't like to use the word spiritual because it has other contexts, and it's not the context I mean it in. It's just it's just having an effect on me at another level, if you like, that it didn't have before. Before it was just something I did. I maybe look in a recipe book to see what what I was going to do with these bunch of ingredients, but but now it's much more natural, isn't it? What I do.
Yeah, the recipe books have really gone by the by, haven't they?
Yeah, we've got loads of recipe books here, but I never look at any of them because I don't need to.
Because what's important is what is in season.
Yeah.